Before I begin, I just want to mention to you that the sidewalks have become icy. Either stay here all night, or I suggest you walk in the street, which are well salted when you when and if you leave. I also want to mention that normally Purim night it just doesn't work out to have mishmar because we have mesivas. Thanks to COVID, Bezus Hashem, we could have mishmar next Thursday night. The Rosh Shloilam, when he created the world, knew that rare that in Chutz La'aretz Purim comes out Thursday. The last time was in the year 2008. So he planned it that COVID will be in a year that Thursday night is a Mishmar night. So next week, everyone's invited to join us here. We hope to have Mishmar from 9:30 to 10:30. And downstairs to have the usual spread of food and maybe some kumzitz type of music downstairs as well. So I hope to see you all. Now, what I'd like to talk about is Kufbeis Amidbeis, is Inayt Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You and I, it doesn't come up too often. The Gemara's examples is giving two saitas to drink cups at the same time, which we don't do, two eglah rufas at the same time, or drilling the ears of two avadim. There's one occasion where Inayt Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas comes up, and that is by a Sheva Brachis. By a Sheva Brachis, when we bench, and we do Sheva Brachis. Our minig is to have two cups, to have one cup for benching, and one cup for Sheva Brachis. There's no bris, no Sheva Brachis by a bris. No, we don't. We buy Imam says only by Chasanis. There's no Imam says only, Taisa says only by Chasanis. There's no other Imam says. Not true. You could do a bris by a chasana if it's the same time. Anyway, I want to tell you what we do by benching, by berchasa, by sheva brachas. Everybody, you go. There are two cups. It's taisus. Taisus here. Taisus sheinar mishne kedushas hakais echad. Taisus brings yesh noegin to have two kaisis. He brings a shita to have one kais, but our minig is to have two kaisis. Now, if you've noticed, many people have a minig. They fill up one kais, and then they fill up the second kais halfway, and then, after benching, they fill up the second kais, they finish filling it up. So I'd like to share with you at least one of the reasons that we do that. The shaila is, should we be filling up two kaises? Chavilas means, it shouldn't look like a tircha. Looks like you don't have time, you're doing the mitzvahs together. So the question is, should we be, is Enes of Chavilas Chavilas that you don't make the bracha on one kais, you have two kaises? Or does it refer to filling up the kais as well? We find a machlaikis with exactly the same, similar shaila on a Shabbos when you have two Sifrei Torah. On a Shabbos when we have two Sifrei Torah, like this Shabbos is Parsha Zachar, our minig is like says in Mechaber, we take out two. Why do we take out two? Magen Avraham says that's like Chavilas Chavilas. Why do we take out two Sifrei Torah? Take out one, learn from it, and then put it back. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha on the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Meitzi'in Shnei Sifrei Torah. And the Magen Avraham says, why? You shouldn't be taking out two. You should take out one, use it, and put it back. He brings a Yerushalmi. He says, from where do we get a minig? Not like a Beferish Yerushalmi. So, at any rate, the Achalukei Deis, there's no pshara. I mean, you can't take the Sefer Torah out halfway. So we do like the Mechaber, we take out both, and we say the Chavilas, it doesn't apply to preparing, it only applies to doing a mitzvah, maybe with one. But by Berchus HaMazon, it's a similar shaila. Should we fill up the two kaisis by Sheva Brachis, or not? So the meaning in many places is they fill up the kais halfway, they bench, and they fill up the kais the rest of the way. This is a minig that's pretty common by Sheva Brachis, and the reason we have two kaisais is because of this. Now, as a shaila, what to do by Shalshudis when you have Suda Shlishis is Sheva Brachis, what to do? Here, besides the fact that this is now a kais that you can use in Berchus HaMazon, Sheva Brachis, and Avdallah, you have an opportunity for three in one. But the shaila is, what about drinking? What about drinking? You have a Sheva Brachis by Shal Shudis. Our minig is that after we bench by Suda Shlishis, that we don't eat before Avdallah. That's a halacha. We don't eat before we make Avdallah. Our minig is, even when you bench on the cup, that we don't drink from it. We don't drink from the cup at that time. We put it aside. So the question is, what happens when there's Sheva Brachas? What about drinking? What about drinking from the cups? So what we do here in Shul is we're makbid that the Mavarech, the one who benches, should be the Chassan. The Chassan is the one who's the Mezamein. And since he's the Mezamein, he could drink. Where does this come from? It comes from the following. The Mishnah Berurah talks about whether, when you bench by Shal Shudis, whether you're allowed to drink before Avdallah. And forget about Shavuot. It's a regular Shal Shudis. You bench on a kais. Are you allowed to drink from the kais? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes says, "Umim mutalish teis min hakais avshu kaidim Avdallah." Mishnah Berurah says, not like we do. Mishnah Berurah says that you bench al hakais, make a bar for oven and drink. That's part of the meal. But then he says, chol zeh l'misha nizer tamid levarach al hakais. That applies to someone who always benches al hakais. Aval l'misha mevarach l'pamim b'lai kais. But people who are not so makbid today, people are not as makbid, always to bench al hakais. If you're not always makbid to have a kais, because you say, well, some place can hold, you don't need a kais, so then you can't use the heter to drink afterwards. So again, it says, din, you could bench al kais, you could drink, because if you're always makbid to bench al kais, then that drinking is shared to the meal. But if you're like most of us, we're not always makbid to bench al kais, so then we cannot drink from the kais of Berachas Hamazon. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. By Sheva Brachas, we're all makbid to do Sheva Brachas al kais. There's no, some people are makbid, some people are not. By kais of Sheva Brachas, we're always makbid. We're makbid to give chasen and kala to drink from that kais. So it should turn out that by a kais shel Sheva Brachas, we should have a heter of the Ikar Adin. The Sheva Brachas Kais is certainly shayach to the Suda. And since that's shayach to the Suda, so the Sheva Brachas Kais, you can certainly drink from. Now, whether that's a heter to drink from the Kais of Berachas Hamazon, I don't know. We're not married to the always Berachas Hamazon.
So
the Chasim really doesn't have to be. If someone else is Mezamin, then the Chasim and Kaal could still drink. But then you lose that the Mezamin is drinking. So I'm not sure, maybe in this case, when there's a Sheva Brachas, we're always makbid to bench al hakais. But if the one who's mezamin is the chassan himself, then you certainly, chassan and kal certainly have a heter. Because for them, it's shayach el hasuda. And memela, you should, if they're the ones who are the chassan is the one who's benching the mezumin, so he anyway can zikha drink from it. And therefore, it's a heter for him to be able to drink from the kais shel Berachas Hamazon. So that's, I think that's halacha l'maaseh. Taisus mentions,
wasn't there a case that you want them to finish before Shkila?
When? I got married Sunday afternoon. So the Shver planned Shal Shodis, Sheva Brachas. So, you know, when I was 22 years old, I knew everything. So I told my shver, you can't do that. You're going to make Shal Shudis, it's going to go into the night. And the night is not my Sheva Brachas anymore. I got married Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So he said, you can be Samech HaRabbeinu Tam. I told him, I'm never Samech HaRabbeinu Tam. Every time it's on the Chumrim, not the Kulim. So that's a case we have to bench before. So I refrigerate the whole thing, and they had to switch to Shal Shudis that it should be, because one of the ants was making it, so they couldn't cancel it, so they had to switch that we should bench before Shkia. I got a lot of trouble because I got married in December. Shkia was 4:30. I remember we had Sheva Brachas for the lunch meal, which sometimes goes to 4:30. So whatever it was, we benched, we made a half sick, and then we washed again. So, you know, my sure forgave me. I don't know about my uncle or my aunt. They still live and be well, but that's the case where it happened. I want to mention something else to you, which from Tosis you see something, but it's not so clear at all. I mentioned the case of a Shaila. Let's say, forget about the Shal Shilas, it's a Tuesday night, and it's happened to me, somebody calls me, they're in a restaurant, Sheva Brachas, and they realize the same problem. They got married, and Tuesday after Shkia, they can't do Sheva Brachas. So Shaila is, let's say you're in the middle of a meal with a Chasan Kala, and it's coming Shkia, and you just finished the soup, you didn't get to the main dish. Why can't you take a kais and do Sheva Brachas? Why in the world does Sheva Brachas have to do with benching? Sheva Brachas, you mean, why does it have to do with benching? Why do you have to wait to benching to do Sheva Brachas? So that, to mention Bein Amura, that's a fair Shulchan Aruch, Tchilas Asuda, is enough. What does that do with Sheva Brachas? Because why does Sheva Brachas have to do with benching? Sheva Brachas is a time of...
Because we do
have benching. We always do by benching. Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a tshuva. And if I recall correctly, he says, I don't know what Sheva Brachas has to do with benching. But it definitely has to be by benching. It brings a raya. The Rishonim Tumul, what do you do if you have a chasin at the Seder night? You have a chasin, and by the Seder, you have to do Sheva Brachas. So you're not going to be Moisef ala Kaisis. You're going to bench on one Kais, you can't have another Kais, you're Sheva Brachas, you're not going to be Moisef ala Kaisis. So they tumble about what to do, whether if you're Sheva Brachas, you could be Moisef ala Kaisis, or you should do one Kais, or whether you should do the fourth Kais, should be the Sheva Brachas Kais, the third Kais is the benching Kais. So the tumble in the Rishai. Shlomo Zalman says, why don't they say, do Sheva Brachas during the meal? During the meal, you're allowed to be Maisef HaKais. You drink as much wine as you want during the Seder meal. So Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know why, but for sure, at least the Takana of Sheva Brachas is related to Berachas HaMazon, as a Shach is to Berachas HaMazon. Sounds like that from the Lashon of Tosis here too, that the Sheva Brachas is... What? Why would you make a bar prayer gofen?
That's one of
Sheva Brachas. It's one of Sheva Brachas. That's a Shaila. Anyway, this is the halacha lemaisa is that it has to do dafka with benching, and you can't do it. You definitely can't do it in the middle of a meal.
And
the Shaila, if bar prayer hagofen is part of Sheva Brachas, what? You definitely can do the last day after Shkia. If the nightfall, whatever sheet the old nightfall. Even though it's tied to benching, yeah. It says in Halacha, it says the it starts from the Sheva Brachas Tachas HaChuppah. That's the beginning of the clock ticking on the 7 days, which is pretty much the time of the Kiddushin. So I don't know. Now, in the handouts I gave, it mentions this Shaila of what to do by benching Sheva Brachas before Avdallah, if the Chassan does drink, the Chassan doesn't drink, they bring from the Briskarov, the Chazainish, whatever they bring. My other Mizman writes is that Bar Pri Agafen is really part of the Sheva Brachas. It seems Shaloi Kedin, our minig under the Chuppah, that the Kais doesn't get, nobody drinks the Kais. Chasim takes a sip, the Kala, they're fasting, they're not going to drink a Revius. They take a sip and that's it, and the cup remains, it looks whole, and it goes back to the table. It seems to be totally Shaloi Kedin. Rabbi Frank Greenblatt says Rabbi Moshe was makbid to drink afterwards, at least in the Masada Kedushin, to go afterwards and drink from the kais, and to drink at least to drink a revius. I remember Belsky was also makbid to drink from the kais. I don't know why every kais shel bracha you have to drink at least a revius, and by most chuppis they take a sip and the whole cup. Ends up, no one's drinking from it. It's a little hard to understand. If you hold a bar prayer gofen,
it has to be done twice.
What?
It spills
on the hand, and but it's not a revius usually.
But that's the person that's made a bar prayer gofen.
No, the kais needs to be a kais shel bracha.
The question is, does it have to be done both by the kedushin and the
mitzvah? The second kais, I don't know.
There's twice bar prayer gofen.
He's writing on that copy that he's doing about the Sheva Brachas kais. It should be both. I don't know. It should be both kaisers. The kaisers. You're not drinking the whole kais, just the Rav Revius.
Was Rebelsky makpid to drink even more than chetzi Revius?
Well, he drank enough to make a bracha achrayna. Well, Rebelsky drank. He drank the whole thing. I tell you the truth. He drank the cup. He might throw it out. Why waste good wine? You know. Okay, anyway, these are some of the Sheva Brachas. Shaila, speaking about wine. Okay, hope next Mishmanai to talk about wine again.